This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My salah doesn't feel meaningful. Why? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do you ever find yourself when you're praying, you're just going through the movements? You don't feel the prayer. You can't focus on the salah. And if you're following an imam, you just want the imam to finish. There's a really important point to think about that would really help you focus in prayer each and every time. You know what that is? It's your life outside of prayer. Think about what it is that you do, what you're involved in when you're not praying. That's going to have a direct effect of when you are praying, how much you're going to focus, what are you going to concentrate on, what you want out of the prayer, how you're going to speak to Allah, the entire works. So a starting point to really make salah meaningful again is start to assess your life outside of the prayer. Many Muslims struggle to make that connection between life and prayer. And the idea is you don't want to keep these two things separate. You want to fuse them together so that that way, when you do come to the prayer, your mind and your heart is already connected to Allah. Why? Because you've been doing it all throughout the day, all throughout your life. So all of the things you do in your routine, whether it's going to work or school or anything else, if you are constantly connected to Allah, you're cautious of the decisions you make, you strive to do things in the most halal and best way possible, that sets the tone. That sets the tone of your mind, your heart. It puts you in a focused mode so that when prayer comes, it becomes very natural. It becomes very easy. You can concentrate, you can talk to Allah, and you can reap all the benefits of prayer. There's a second point that I want to share with you that would really help you improve the salah. It's how you prepare for prayer. You don't want to be the kind of person that as soon as you hear the adhan or the alarm goes off, you run, perform wudu, jump into the prayer. You want to be able to get your mind together a couple minutes, whether it's 5 or 10 minutes before the salah. Start to clear your mind. Start to focus on, okay, dhuhr or asr, whatever prayer is coming up, I need to get my mind set to focus in that prayer. So start thinking about salah before the prayer time. These two points would really improve your prayer. It would really get it to a place where it's meaningful again. And most importantly, you and I, when we are praying, we can talk to Allah. Our hearts can talk to Allah, and our actions will be in a way that He'll be pleased with, insha'Allah ta'ala. So I hope that helps, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers. Allahumma ameen.